what a brilliant few days.
Oh, it's been really exciting, actually. You know, today, to have so many horses in such close proximity of being the winner was absolutely amazing. I don't think I've ever, all the years I've been competing at badminton, it's never been like this at the end.
We have been saying that we just feel like we're part of a historic badminton with the weather, Easter, and you know, Mark Todd winning, and all those horses so close. You feel it's just been a super year.
It certainly has, and it's amazing for me to think, you know, tomorrow I'm flying out to Kentucky. I've got two horses in the four Rolex four-star out there, and they're underwater out there, and it's meant to be this sort of weather there and that sort of weather here, but apparently it's the other way around.
But these four-stars do come thick and fast, as you say, Rolex next weekend, and you're 18 months away from the Olympics. You must be relieved to get your qualification in the bag and post, you know, a really good score and a good position.
Yes, exactly. It's nice to have, in a way, ticked the box. You know, I know that Imperial Cavalier is now qualified. I personally would love to get my other horses qualified. I've got three other four-star horses, which I'm very fortunate to have others at this top level, although Imperial Cavalier is the one that is definitely, you know, the better. But anyway, if I can get the others qualified again as well, it'll give me a good sort of backup team ready to try and get to my sixth Olympics if I can.
It will be exciting. It'll be a great moment. We all wish you the best. And Imperial Cavalier, as you say, probably your main hope, your number one choice. What's the plan with him then for the rest of the year and leading up to 18 months' time?
Well, very much we'll talk to our British selectors. We'll talk together, deciding what's best to do with him. You know, obviously the Olympics are our focus. There are the European Championships this autumn in Germany, but Olympics would be sort of number one aim. Whether it's that build-up incorporates the European Championships, I'm not yet sure. We'll wait and see what the selectors decide is best.
And a word on Mark Todd. I know he's standing right behind you, so you can't be too rude about him, but, you know, a wonderful win, his fourth victory here at badminton, and 31 years after his first.
Oh, it's absolutely amazing. I mean, what a legend. And, you know, it's lovely to have him back again. It makes me actually feel quite young again.